Good morning. My guest this morning is Doron Hovav. He's the Film Festival Director for the Jewish Community Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are talking about the movie that will be playing at the Rialto in Sebastopol, like all of the movies in the festival this year, Past Life, Tuesday, March 20th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So give us a little lineup of this movie.
Okay, so imagine that you're in a foreign country visiting and a total stranger approaches you, doesn't speak your language, but you understand they're saying your father is a murderer. That's how this film begins.
Wow.
It's based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
And this starts in Odyssey, the woman who is the heroine of this incident goes to her sister, who's a journalist, and together they're trying to find out what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
They know there are family secrets, stuff that are not talked
yes.
about. It's post, it happens in the 70s, so it's after World War II, but they know that their parents never talk about what happened there. And now, do they want to learn what happened or do they want to let it go?
Uh-huh.
And the sister who is a journalist can't let it go, right? That's in her blood.
Right, right.
She's an investigative reporter.
Uh-huh.
She can't let it go.
Yeah.
And it creates all kinds of tension in the family. And it is told as a thriller, not as a drama. I mean, it is a drama, but it is told as a thriller. And it like at any given moment, there might be a twist, like in a thriller. And so it's a wonderful film telling a true story. The main character, well, one of the two sisters, is a musician. And I had never heard about her before. And the funny serendipity was that, like, the day after we screened the film, I was reading a book in Hebrew, and it mentioned her because she had written the music to this author's previous book. And he mentioned the musician who wrote the music for my book is Ella Milch, this character,
wow.
which you will see in the book. So everything came together for me, and it was a definite yes.
Tell me this. How did this event proceed from something happening in real life to something that was the subject matter of a movie?
So Avi Nesher, who's the director of this film, is a very known, very well-known director, and he likes recreating old eras. Doing stuff that happens in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and he came across her life story, and he thought this would make a wonderful film. And the art direction in the film is absolutely amazing. You feel like you're in the 70s in Europe and in Israel. The clothes, the way they talk, subject matter outside the thriller, it's really a wonderful piece of art, not just the storytelling, but all over.
It seems to me, having reviewed a number of your films, that this year is particularly exciting.
I think so too. I think we try to get the best of the best of the films that we could. They are all really stylistic, but that's not euphemism for an old, boring, slow movie, right?
They are
artistically stimulating as well as well-told stories.
So, this person has done other movies.
Avi Nesher, he actually has done a couple of films that we have showed in the Jewish Film Festival in Sebastopol and in the Israel Film Festival in the past. He has done The Secret and Magic, and he's done a bunch of Israeli films.
Great.
He's very well known, and actors line up to be in his film. These two lead actresses were ecstatic when he turned to them for this lead role.
Well, I think they're going to line up to watch this film on Tuesday, March 20th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. At the Rialto in Sebastopol. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.